heaven wasn't so far, if heaven wasn't so far, if heaven wasn't so far away. So far away. So far away.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Gaza, UN officials say starvation in Gaza is becoming more dire. With each day, more than three dozen were killed today while seeking aid in northern Gaza. Scott Paul is director of peace and security at Oxfam America. He says the U.S. has leverage and believes there is enough food in the region to feed people in Gaza for 2 months.
The Israeli authorities need to unlock this in every step of the way if they want to prevent this famine from being formally declared and this crisis from deepening to unfathomable levels.
U.S. officials confirmed Special Envoy Steve Witkoff travels to Israel tomorrow to meet with Israeli officials. The Federal Reserve Board voting to keep interest rates unchanged for now. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says uncertainty remains over the impact tariffs will have, but he also says the economy is showing strength with no need for cuts right now. And a jury in Colorado has convicted dentist James Craig of murdering his wife in 2023 after spiking her protein drinks with cyanide. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News is being brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependability, service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon, and it was really cool. And there was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow.
Martha Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers bow to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing at home to the Cubs today,
10-3. Chicago with 8 hits for extra bases, the most Milwaukee has given up since opening weekend in New York when the Yankees had 11 in a single game with their torpedo bats. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta struggled, walking 4 batters, giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings. A bright spot, though, William Contreras had his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another out of the park later on. The Brewers remain in first place in the NL Central, 1 game ahead of the Cubs. Jackson Chourio did not play today. He's dealing with what's described as a mild hamstring injury. Up next, they head to Washington tomorrow to open a series against the Nationals on Friday night. NFL, Packers in team meetings. They resume training camp practice tomorrow morning at 10:30. That's open to the public. On Saturday, they have family night inside Lambeau Field, a 2-hour practice in pads. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwood's
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke. Cool for this time of year with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow. Low humidity and a high within a few degrees of 70. And sunny in mid-70s on Friday. Currently at 72 degrees. 98Q Country.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Before He Cheats, part of that Cowboy Casanova saga she had there in the mid and late 2000s. Gray here with you for one of the last 2 hours, one of the last 2 full hours of today's afternoon show. The Brewers started the day. We'll keep it going with some country music and a little bit of an update from across the NFC North. Not going as heavy as we did yesterday, a Packers-Vikings update to start the hour after these 4 more. Here's Patty Loveless on 98Q Country.
You've got a thing or two to learn about. Betty full of silver bullets.
Hey, toss me one, bro!
And a belly full of slightly overcooked burgers. That's summer in the country.
98Q Country.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. And tell me that you got my back, and that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad. Now, come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. And I take all night.
Back to me.
much as I love you. You know I love you. And that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney. Oh my
God, am I okay? It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
These girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learned to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to Mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on the creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything. Kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. Talks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. Never died. And I wish good dogs never got playing old. I wish farms never got sold. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost, and back row drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. And I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish grandpas never died.
Riley Green on 98Q, I wish grandpas never died. And that, Riley, I think we can all agree with. So, yesterday, day two of padded practice in the NFL, day three today. So we'll have probably some light updates now and again. Today we'll combine them a little bit after going all out yesterday for the very first one. Starting this hour with an update from the Packers and then the Vikings. First out of Green Bay, Matthew Golden, first round drafted wide receiver, is the name of camp. He's receiving all the praise and attention. There's plenty of updates coming from elsewhere on the field, but even I must admit there's some pretty impressive tape coming from him, though the cameras are pointing his way pretty often. Making some wise moves on underthrown footballs in practice, big catches, showing off a lot of speed. That said, we're absolutely at the point where he's having a lot of praise just heaped on, and it's some of it's just being added on for the sake of doing so. On the Vikings front, out west, J.J. McCarthy, again, is the focus, and I think he'll remain that way. No reason he wouldn't be, because most of the rest of the team is settled. The coaching staff is great. His surrounding cast is fantastic. Yes, Justin Jefferson was out again yesterday with that hamstring issue, but that's not a surprise, still regarded as a very minor injury. However, McCarthy sounds, as kind of he should, like a rookie, a combination of really talented, instinctive throws and then some really basic mistakes, like holding onto the football too long, even when he's not playing against a defense. You know, when they're just doing throwing drills, he'll throw the ball longer than he should. So for that reason, as if we needed another one, J.J. McCarthy is my litmus test. He's my linchpin. He's the hinge on which that Vikings team is going to turn. If he's good, so are they. If he's bad, maybe still the defense can make up enough. That front seven is going to be terrifying. Weather's coming up next. More football. Bears and Lions update later this hour. Text us the keyword family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, for today's chance to qualify for laid-back summer. Thanks to Schwamigan Home Furnishings. Weather up next.
98Q Country.
It's Lena from Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake, where we serve food so good you'll wonder why you ever cooked at home. Burgers made by hand, pizzas made with love, pork bellies so good they should be illegal, and chicken with corn fritters, that'll make you dance. We're open Tuesday through Sundays at 3:30. Kitchens open till 8:30, sometimes 9 o'clock. Cabins are cozy, boats are ready. Come on down and eat, relax, and then repeat here at Lena's Northern Pines.
Gear up for Flamborama in Park Falls. One of the longest-running community celebrations in the state starts August 1st through the 3rd. The weekend will be filled with carnival rides, a craft fair, frog jumping, softball, chalk drawing, Northwoods Community Credit Union's sawdust dig, youth broadcasting, even a Park Falls Rotary pickleball tournament, and a whole lot more. Flamborama is sure to be your family's fun weekend event. For more info and a complete list of events, see parkfalls.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke. Cool for this time of year with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow, low humidity and a high within a few degrees of 70. And sunny in mid-70s on Friday. Currently it's 72 degrees.
98Q Country.
Country.
you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
AQ Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking boots.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. Wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on a limb. Hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight.
You know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Come on.
98Q Country.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. Now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. Back, come back. Hey, I didn't know I needed
Darius Rucker with Comeback Song on 98Q. Halfway through a six-pack, that means three more. Michael Ray, George Strait, and Dierks Bentley coming right up.
It's been a downpour beating on the tin roof. It's been Black Label pouring on ice. Made a honky-tonk out of this living room. Yeah, swimming through her goodbye. Misery loves company. Yeah, whiskey and rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon in the glass. Yeah, pouring something on the pain. Let it drown, let it drown. Trying to wash away the past. Oh, oh, oh. Since my blue sky sunshine. Been nothing but a hangover trying to get over you. The Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'm gonna wake up in the morning feeling brand new. Without a single cloud in the sky. Oh, but tonight it ain't the weather breaking. Yeah, whiskey and rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon.
Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right. But I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door. I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't. Down.
the bottom of the page. I swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
I met you, girl, you've been on my brain. I can't think of nothing else but you all night and day. It's like I got a first class seat up on Ozzy's train. It's driving me insane.
515-0, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy thinking about you, baby. 515-0, just a side of low. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. I gotta get your number, girl, I gotta call you up. I gotta get you riding shotgun in my truck. This little bit of you I got, it ain't good enough. Yeah, you got me all messed up. Somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 515-0, just a side of loco. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. 'Cause I ain't never felt like this, no. And I just need one kiss from you, and I'll be good as new. If I don't get some of your sweet loving, don't tell what I might do. No. 515-0, somebody call the po-po. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 515-0, just a side of loco. Yeah, 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 yeah. 515-0, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 515-0, spinning my head like a yo-yo. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby.
Thank you.
That's Dierks Bentley at 98Q with 5150, finishing off our 5 o'clock hour, at least almost, and catch top of the hour news, weather, and sports at 6. Now time for the Bears and Lions update as we cover the entire NFC North in two fell swoops. Down in Chicago, Ben Johnson had... It's not embarrassing for him to have said, but it's embarrassing for last year's Bears coaching staff. Ben Johnson, new head coach, stated that there is basically no carryover from what Caleb Williams was asked to do last year. Basically, he said none of the stuff he was doing last year is what we're asking him to do now. And that's like, it's good in a way that he can admit that. He's not throwing shade on Matt Eberflus, who was fired as head coach last year, but that does not speak well for how Caleb Williams' rookie season was spent. That said, Caleb did show well even with rough coaching. He was trying, so I'm hopeful for what we see and hear so far out of Chicago, including things like a few basic anecdotes, from players that point to the new staff being sticklers on the details. Luther Burden III, receiver drafted in Chicago this spring, has been pulled from a couple plays because he's been misaligned when they go up for the snap. That may be because he's missed some time with an injury, but even in those cases where injury held players out, they're still being held to the same standard and pulled when they're not getting their job done. In the Lions side of things, super quiet, both in the news front and in the fan forum front. But guys, the Lions play tomorrow versus the Chargers. It's the Hall of Fame game, and yeah, that's going to be a lot of third stringers and camp bodies who might not even make the roster. That's kind of, it's what preseason's for. We've got to sift out, let the cream float to the top, if you will, and this is the kind of game that gives teams opportunities to do that. It's Chargers and Lions playing tomorrow, and Chargers are starting Trey Lance at quarterback. Third overall drafted by the 49ers a few years back. He's been a Cowboy since then, bounced around a little bit. Well, this may be his chance to restart his career, and he needs it desperately. He was a rough prospect when he came into the league and has not been polished one bit since then. So here's hoping Trey Lance shows well, but football tomorrow. I'm going to be a squirrely goofball on Friday. Good luck containing me, even here on 98Q. Top of the hour news, weather, and sports coming at 6.
98Q Country.
Looking for secure storage? Descovia Storage has you covered. A brand new 80-unit storage complex in eastern Sawyer County opens July 1st. Choose from spacious 12 by 30 or 10 by 20 units, perfect for storing household goods, boats, motors, and more. Protect your valuables from the elements with monthly or yearly rental options. Reserve your unit now by calling Sharon at Biller Realty at 715-266-2412. Descovia Storage is conveniently located at the intersection of County Road GG and Highway 70 in Loretta and Draper, Wisconsin.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hugh Country.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. Soldier and American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, an American,
leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hours after a jury convicted a Colorado dentist of murdering his wife, a judge sentenced James Craig to life in prison. Craig was found guilty of poisoning his wife's protein drinks. Former Colorado State Prosecutor and criminal defense attorney Eric Fetty.
So the Colorado does not functionally have the death penalty, so this was the most severe sentence that could possibly be imposed.
The investigation into the New York City office shooting continues, with NYPD detectives traveling to Las Vegas, where 27-year-old Shane Tamura lived and worked. Law enforcement sources say they searched Tamura's apartment and found what was described to ABC News as a suicide note to his mom, saying he loves her and he's sorry. The shooter killed four people, including an NYPD officer. Authorities are looking into whether he was targeting the NFL headquarters. The Federal Reserve moving to keep interest rates unchanged for now due to continued uncertainty over tariffs. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the overall economy remains stable. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized, a